You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Hearts that are broken and love that's untrue, these go to learn in the game. When you love her and she doesn't love you, you're only learning the game. When she says that you're the only one she'll ever love, then you find that you are not the one she's thinking of. Feeling so sad and you're all alone and blue, that's when you're learning the game. That are broken and love that's untrue, you're only learning the game. When you love her and she doesn't love you, you're only learning the game. When she says that you're the only one she'll ever love, then you find that you are not the one she's thinking of. Feeling so sad and you're all alone and blue, you're only learning the game. When she says that you're the only one she'll ever love, then you find that you are not the one she's thinking of. Feeling so sad and you're all alone and blue, you're only learning the game.
Like I said, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. This is Still Bubbles in the Think Tank. I remain Belinda. And I feel compelled to remind you that you, yes, you, need to go to feedthepig.org because I care about your future. Me. Thank you all so much for playing along over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. There's plenty to work on over there tonight. This is, you know, these all obit shows, they're interesting, both to put together and to go through, but I think this might be one of my favorite ones that I've done. I say I'm only going to do one a year. That's the guideline, of course. That guideline might get broken this year. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Because, well, no, we don't really have anything else coming up on the schedule until, of course, the 30th anniversary episode, which I don't have any clue what I'm going to do for Belinda's 30th anniversary here on the airwaves. I know that we had a suggestion. I believe that was Sweet Joe Silver who suggested that I do a clip show. I still don't have my studio really set up yet to deal with all those cassettes. So I don't know if that's going to happen. And I'm not going to do a cassette show. I'm sorry. I draw the line at bringing cassettes in and doing it. I used to do that kind of craziness, but I'm not doing that now. I have moved on from cassettes. Yet I have thousands. I was just moving some of those around today. But I digress. It's time for me to move on to the cleanup radio obituary and totally change what this show is doing. The cleanup radio obituary tonight is for Pat Harrington Jr., the American voice, stage, and TV actor, best known for his role as the building superintendent Schneider on the CBS sitcom One Day at a Time. He became famous in the 50s as a member of Steve Allen's comedy troupe, The Men on the Street. That troupe included Don Knotts, Tom Poston, and Louie Nye. Harrington also gained considerable recognition for his many appearances as the comedic Italian immigrant Guido Penzini on the Jack Parr Show in the mid-1950s and his host of appearances on the Bill Dana albums, including Jose Jimenez, the Jose Jimenez series. Pat Harrington just passed away at 86. Got a couple things. Hopefully you're going to enjoy it as part of the cleanup radio obituary for Pat Harrington Jr. right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
The Newport Jazz Festival, as you all know, is the biggest event in the annual jazz calendar. And if you read your papers some months back, you read about the riots and the chaos and the tumult at Newport. I was there, and I know what happened. The promoters went all out, you see, to produce the biggest, best event they could, but they made one small mistake. So I'm going to take you to Newport now and try to show you what that mistake was. July 4th weekend, right? Friday, Saturday, Sunday night. It is Friday night, the start of the festival. Tremendous crowd, maybe 37,000 people on hand to see, hear, and pay tribute to the top names in jazz. And the show starts off. Duke Ellington is on stage, 50 minutes, wraps it up. Tremendous. Now then, on comes the George Shearing Quintet. They completely knock the Shearing gets a little playful, goes on his Harry Truman medley. Now the crowd is screaming, absolutely screaming. Ella Fitzgerald comes out in a bikini and wedgies. She does 115 push-ups, closes with a hernia, walks off, leaving them limp. The Quincy Jones Band comes out. Benny Bailey goes free. The Count Basie... Nat King Cole comes out and does Little Rock Getaway. And this crowd is absolutely screaming. They have never heard jazz like this before in their life. This has been the greatest night ever in the Newport Jazz Festival, when all of a sudden a hush falls over the audience. And they look up on stage and they can't believe what they see. The next band is setting up, and the band leader turns around from his... It's got to be a dream. It can't be true. He turns around from his band and walks up to the mic, and he says... And the one, and the two, and the three, and the four, and the... Thank you, boys. Pull it. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Harry Whale, and I'm very happy to be here this evening. We have a wonderful show for you. We have Eleanor Roosevelt to sing the Limehouse Blues, and then we're going to do a medley of catchy tunes from the pen of Freddie Fertzky. Well, Freddie is generally regarded by people in the music business as being ahead of his time. Well, for example, in 1938, he wrote Remember Pearl Harbor. And then we're going to have our new champagne lady, Miss Beverly Adlin. And she will be along to sing her latest blues hit, My Mama Done Sold Me. Forget it. Everybody cuts out because they know Harry doesn't play jazz. Meanwhile, backstage in their office, the two guys that are promoting the event are in a panic. All right? All right? I told you, don't hire him. I said, look, don't. And you said, go ahead. Now look what happened with Ben. Well, now, wait a second. We're not through. Maybe we can get him another booking for more money. He'll want to get off and we'll let him go. Well, yeah, but where are we going to get him another booking for more money? Well, I don't know. There's got to be a Polish wedding someplace. Call Wilkes Barre. No, never mind. That's no good. Look. We've got to make the Weld Band into a hip-swinging band, and we got less than 24 hours to do it. I want you to call Hefty, call Basie, call my secretary. Tell her I get over here with a pot of coffee and a pot of pot. Tell Basie he's got to sleep with Weld tonight. He's got to sleep with him. And he's got to keep all the hip words like crazy, cool, wild, bread, fuzz, fix. And incidentally, if you can get it to take one solid. Now then, they're going to try this experiment, okay? I'm going to try this. Now, the second night of the Newport Jazz Festival, the show opens with the George Shearing. He gets such tremendous acceptance, he goes right into his Alec Templeton impression, and the crowd is screaming. He gets so excited, he walks off without his dog. Now, then on comes Ella Fitzgerald. Ella Fitzgerald comes on in a Cody Girl hat, and I want to tell her, she does a medley of Jewish folk tunes inspired by Sammy Davis Jr., and the crowd is absolutely out of their minds. When the MC comes up to the mic and he says, ladies and gentlemen, presenting for the second night of the Newport Jazz Festival, the new Harry Weld Band. And if one, and if two, and if three, and if four, and... Worse than the night before, everybody's leaving Newport. Everybody's leaving. They don't want to stay. Now, meanwhile, in their office backstage, the promoters are in a real panic. Huh? I told you, you didn't believe me, did you? Are you kidding me? Look, I just got a call from Basie, threatens to quit the music business, go back to his old job as social director at Grocery. We're finished, man, listen. You can change their clothes and you can change their arrangements, but you cannot change their thinking. Look, Wells' dressing room is right next door to the dressing room where all those musicians change, right? Now, you know those musicians. They're smoking Chesterfields, Viceroys, Winstons. They're even smoking some brown cigarettes with no brand name. You think that's Sanka in the coffee cup? Look, all we've got to do, you see, all that smoke goes up to the top of their dressing room and is taken out of the building in an exhaust pipe. All we've got to do is switch the exhaust pipe into Wells' dressing room, and without his knowing it, we'll give it a try. I just hope it's not a waste of good smoke. Now it's the third night. Everybody has come back. They're going to try this experiment, okay? The show opens with... Are you ready for this? The show opens... What is on stage? Are you ready for this? On stage, Duke Ellington is conducting the entire Congolese Senate. They are playing Won't You Come Home, Lumumba with a 45-minute vibe solo by Don Hammarskjöld, and the crowd is going out of their mind. Out of their... Now... The Basie band comes on stage. They go right into a medley of successful Southern boycott tunes and segue into the lunch counter stomp. And the people are screaming. Joe Williams comes up to the mic and does a Deanna Durbin medley, and people are crying. They are screaming in the aisles. Right. Meanwhile, backstage in his dressing room, Harry Weld is putting on his makeup. Strike up the music. The pen has become the pen's bainy pool. Strike him. What the hell is that? Lemon sister's better use a man's daughter. Yeah. Lay it on me, roof. Ooh, bubbly eyeballs are vision. Holy mackerel. Now he starts to go out on stage. Pandemonium is on stage. You don't believe the scene. In the front row is Raul Castro with a machete screaming, I've never died! He walks up to the mic and he says, ladies and gentlemen, presenting for the last night of the Newport Jazz Festival, the latest and greatest, Harry Weld Band. Never gave her none, never gave her none.
my Gene Fest fix, okay? All right, well, hey, what do you want from me, man? Hey, forget about it. Hey, I'm just a guy.
All I need is that joy and ring of keys, that joy and ring of keys now.
Let's see. Oh, here we go. Here's a radio obituary for Sam Dockery. Nicknamed Sure-Footed Sam, he was a hard bop pianist and well-respected musician on the Philadelphia jazz scene in the early 1950s. He was on 11 different recordings as the pianist for the Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers and composed Sam's Tunes, which appears on their 1957 Blue Note recording Ritual. He went on in the 60s to play with Betty Carter in an extended engagement at Birdland, and he also headed the Sam Dockery Trio in Philly during the 90s, while he also taught at the University, while he also taught at Philadelphia's University of the Arts. Sam Dockery just passed away at 86. Let me do what I need to do here real quick, and we'll go right into the radio obituary for Sam Dockery right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. To the radio obituary for William Guest, the American R&B and soul singer, also a songwriter, but he was best known as a member of Gladys Knight and the Pips, Gladys Knight's cousin, for that matter. He just passed away at 74. It's the radio obituary for William Guest, right here. What am I doing? I'm going right there. Right here, at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Oh, darling, gonna do wrong. But you've been gone, gone, gone away so long. And I hope, you'll understand. It's really out of my hands, but I don't wanna do wrong. No. Mm-mm.
Can't help it,
but I just can't help myself.
No.
You've been away. I've been crying and praying every day for God to keep me strong. Until you make it back on a home. No, baby. I don't want to do what my heart. You know I'm trying with all of my might, but guess what? I think I've lost this fight. But I don't wanna do wrong.
Can't help it.
I don't wanna do wrong. No,
can't help it.
But I just can't help myself.
Presently noticing what bad math I have done this evening, and I'm going to fix this here real quick so that not, you know. Oh, I don't know how much of this I can fix. Well, that didn't help much. Okay, so I just better pick up the pace and pretend like everything is just fine now. Everything is just fine, and we're going to move on and say, guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Paul Bley, the Canadian pianist known for his contributions to the free jazz movement of the 1960s, as well as his innovations and influence on trio playing. How can you have innovations and influence on trio playing? I'd like a little more information there, please. Thank you. In the 50s, he founded the Jazz Workshop in Montreal, performing piano on piano and recording bebop with alto saxophonist and composer Charlie Parker. In 53, he conducted for bassist Charles Mingus. And that same year, Mingus produced his introductory album with Art Blakey. In 64, he formed the Jazz Composers Guild, a cooperative organization which brought together many free jazz musicians in New York, including Roswell Rudd, Cecil Taylor, Archie Shepp, Carla Bley, Sun Ra, and others. The Guild organized weekly concerts and created the forum for the jazz revolution of 1964. Paul Bley just passed away at 83. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
The pre and penultimate radio obituary. Any second. Oh, we're having some technical difficulties tonight. Old CDs, poorly tracked, all that kind of stuff. The pre and penultimate radio obituary is for Otis Clay, the American R&B and soul singer. He started in gospel music. In 65, he signed with Wonderful, that's O-N-E-Durful, exclamation point, records in Chicago to make secular recordings. He released a series of gospel-tinged soul records. His first hit came in 1967 with That's How It Is When You're in Love, followed by A Lasting Love. In 68, Wonderful Records folded and his contract was bought by Atlantic. And they launched their subsidiary Cotillion label with Clay's version of the Sir Douglas Quintet hit She's About a Mover, produced at Fame in Muscle Shoals. It was his biggest hit. Otis Clay just passed away at 73, but we're going to start off with something that he did not all that long ago with a bee's knee. A bee's knee? You'll remember them. I'm sure that you will. As we begin the, what did I say it was? The pre and penultimate radio obituary for Otis Clay right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I got to get back to my baby. I got to get back. I got to get back. Hey, you
just want to warn everybody that I'm assuming that no students are coming on after me, because we still have more obits to go. If they do come in, everything's just going to stop wherever we're at. We'll pick back up next week. So I'm just warning you. I'm warning you. I'm warning me more than I'm warning you. Plus, I've still got more than I actually thought I did. But, you know, we're going to work through it. I don't care. It's all going to be just fine. I swear it's going to be just fine. As we move on to the antepenultimate radio obituary for Snuff Garrett, the American record producer whose most famous work during the 60s and 70s was at Liberty Records. In 59, he became a staff producer there at the age of 19. Somehow he managed to get a roster of artists including Bobby V, Johnny Burnett, Gene McDaniels, Buddy Knox, Gary Lewis and Playboys, and Del Shannon. Del. He was responsible for hiring Phil Spector for a short period as an assistant producer. Then between 61 and 69, he released a series of over 25 instrumental albums featuring the solo guitar work by Tony Tedesco on Liberty, known as the 50 Guitars of Tommy Garrett. Six of them even charted. Snuff Garrett just passed away at 77. Let's get through this in the, what did I say, the antepenultimate radio obituary for Johnny Burnett right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
There's a gal they call the Cincinnati Fireball. One look, you fall for that Cincinnati Fireball. I bet you five are gonna get you ten. She's gonna break my heart again. But don't you know, bo-bo, I gotta go, bo-bo, back to Obo, Ohio. Now when she walks that walk, it's such a pleasure to the eye. And when she talks sweet talk, you love it though it's all a lie. And when she tells you she'll be true, but never tells you true to who, that's why I know, bo, bo, I gotta go, bo, bo, back to old, bo, bo, Ohio. Well, that Cincinnati Fireball, she's not too tall, but she's got it all. You know that kiss, that kiss of fire, you wanna climb the wall. Well, I'm a fool, it's clear, but my desire is very small. If I could just be near to my Cincinnati Fireball, 'cause every time I hold her tight, it's worth a thousand sleepless nights. That's why I know, bo, bo, I gotta go, bo, bo, back to Obo, Ohio. Is very small. If I could just be near to my Cincinnati Fireball, 'cause every time I hold her tight, it's worth a thousand sleepless nights. That's why I know, bo, bo, I gotta go, bo, bo, back to old, bo, bo, Ohio. That's why I know, bo, bo, I gotta go, bo, bo, back to old, bo, bo, Ohio.
A superstitious, cowardly lot, my disguise must be able to strike terror into their hearts. I must be a creature of the night. I know, I'll be Batman.
save the town.
Settles down until the next time the dreaded bat signal in the sky is needed to summon the invincible.
This Friday and Saturday night, the Professional Dragster Association presents the 9th Annual PDA Championship at Orange County International Raceway. The P stands for professional, and the pros respectively request door slammers stay home. There's just no room for stalkers when over 200 drivers are trying to make a 240-mile-per-hour living. Top fuelers, more than you've ever seen in one place. Funny cars, pro stocks, pro comps, the pros and only the pros. A $50,000 cash purse brings U.S. Nationals champ Marvin Graham from Oklahoma to tangle with James Warren, Jeb Allen, Colin Olsen, Tony Nancy, and right in the middle of the fight, the one they call Cha-Cha.
To feel as though the fellas were really for me, but this seems to be a lot of sour grapes.
This fox from Michigan is for real, guys. She's flat beating everybody, including Don Garlitz this year.
And it used to be a thing with me. You know, I just love to get to the boys. I just love the tantrums they throw, and they kick their cars and beat their cars with their helmets, and it's great. I like it.
Just to prove there's no hard feelings, the PDA invites all gals free to Friday's 4 to 11 p.m. qualifying. Saturday, the ground begins to quake at 9 a.m. The only 32-car fuel show you'll see this year kicks off racing at 6 p.m. OCIR this Friday and Saturday night.